I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
RebelYell.live. Lockdown. COVID-19 special.
You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night.
Good afternoon.
Indeed, we're all here.
And also we have got Stu.
Yep, I'm here, man.
Here he is, Stu the kit man. And someone's giggling on his webcam right now. Who's that? Is it Mr. Pattinson by any chance?
It is, that's me.
Yeah, and we've got a certain fitness coach as well. Who's that?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm a fraud.
Are you sat in Ings's kitchen by any chance, Parser?
You what?
You sat in Ings's kitchen, are you?
Oh, no.
You have to cook your dinner again.
He needs some pants clean, actually. Can you do them for him, please?
Oh, wow.
Inside the doing.
So, chaps, tell me what's going on then? What have you been up to stop this boredom?
I've been going mad, absolutely mad. We're going out as much as I can.
As a school?
Yeah,
has the school been suspended as well at Worthing?
Yeah, I can't go into college. Real shame.
You look gutted.
Yeah, got an interview at Tesco Monday morning, so
nice.
Oh, brilliant.
Keeps me busy because the restaurant's closed where I usually work.
You can't reach the shelves, mate. How the hell are you supposed to be working?
Oh, here we cut. Flipping
heck. Take all the pages with you to the interview, Jasper.
Yeah, I will.
Well, I got turned down from an interview at Tesco, so you've done better than me.
Oh, I'm really desperate to take
gutted, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, I've probably been catching coronavirus on planes here, there, and everywhere, you know, but, you know, sorted.
Risky business.
Risky business indeed. So, Alex, what about you? How have you been coping?
Oh, what have I been doing? I haven't been doing much, really. Yeah, I'm right. Done a couple of sessions with a couple of clients, but a few days ago, I've pretty much like knocked it on the head. For the next couple of weeks, I believe. Obviously, now all the gyms are shut, but it's just a matter of not bringing the virus into my household at the moment. So I'm not doing too much at all.
Can you go outside and do some of the workouts outside?
Yeah, I mean, I can do, and it's a conversation I've had with a few people, but like I said, I can't risk bringing the the virus into my household with a few family members with a very low immune system. So is it worth going out and training people outside just for a few quid for a few weeks? I don't think so.
I'll get you.
Yeah, it's a little serious, but we'll get there.
Sam, how about you? What have you been up to? What's work been like for you?
I picked a good week to have annual leave, to be honest. I've been off this week, supposedly going back to work on Monday. The office is still open. So I've just been smashing through Football Manager. Won the World Cup.
Is it a new one?
Qatar 2022. We've just won that. We are the world champions in the parallel universe. I'm just looking at the chat here. Tom Chilai has joined us. Joined us live on Rebel, yeah?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, God. No, don't worry.
There's someone's vibration.
Absolutely.
Stu, how about yourself? What have you been doing? I mean, we've seen some quite emotional posts on your Facebook, like slagging off the coronavirus. So we all feel it.
I'll be sweeping the street. I've been washing clothes, putting them on the dryer, then washing clothes again, just to kind of remember what it was like back in the good old days.
You mowed the lawn this morning, didn't you? Were you pretending to be the pitch at Woodside?
No, I'm trying to find stuff to do. I've been in the garden. It's kidding me. It's killing me, but it is what it is. Just got to get on with it.
Yeah, it's awful. And Pete, what about yourself?
Yeah, I'm still working, to be honest. I'm really busy because you've got the end of April coming up. End of March, sorry, which everyone's got to spend their money. So we've been told to just carry on as we are at the moment.
Well, that's good. At least, as long as the money's coming in, that's a tough thing, isn't it? For myself in the aviation industry, it's pretty tough because as well as Nick, who'll be listening out in Germany, we pretty much not know how many flights we've got.
Worried, isn't it? Sorry.
Yeah. No.
It's the financial aspect that most people are worried about with this, how they're going to pay their rent and survive. So
it's hard, to be fair. Because I work for a family-run restaurant business, and obviously there's nothing they can do. They rely on local supplies, everything, and with such small businesses, they're the people that you hope will come out the other side. You just don't know. It's difficult.
Are they going to be doing a delivery service, Jas?
They have started doing delivery services, but they can't keep up with it because you have to pay for the chefs, and it's like chefs, it's expensive, and the rent on that building is extortionate, and it's just a struggle. So they've had to close now anyway and can't keep up with the deliveries. But luckily, they have been very successful, so I'm sure they'll have no worries surviving. But it's a bit worrying times for a lot of.
Why don't you give them a shout out for when they reopen again? Where is it you do a part time job?
In Arundel, it's called Butler's. You know, we had Rocco, didn't we, at the start of the season? It's his mum and dad's place. So
okay, yeah, is it Rocco's place? Oh, right, wicked.
Down Tarrant Street.
Is that what Rocco's been doing, helping him out as well?
Oh, God, you won't catch him there. Trust me. Balls in. pair of Balenciagas and Adidas tracksuit. Roast on me, is it? Absolutely no chance.
Oh, there we go. There we go. That's what happens when you play for Brighton. Give him too much money for all those tracksuits.
Yeah, exactly. You're not wrong.
But talking about Brighton, one of the only games we've actually had this month was our Brighton game. And Stu, I know you were really, really disappointed at the end of the game there, and as we all were. We were all gutted. And then I was saying to you, oh, we'll win the league, no problem. And then look what's happened now. So I don't know, was that a curse?
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, clearly it's your fault, mate. Everything's your fault.
I brought it in via planes, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go. You are the single spread of coronavirus in the UK, mate. Appreciate that. Thanks for that.
Apologies. So if you lot have all got it, I apologise. Shouldn't have got too close. Yeah. Pete's probably my best friend, right? That way.
Yeah, you've wrecked everybody's lives, James. Let's face it.
I know. Nightmare. So Sylvia said, Alex, can you do some online personal training sessions? What about that?
Some online?
Yeah, like a bit like what Joe Wicks is doing, like 9 o'clock in the morning for kids. Why don't you do a... to get us Worthing fans out and about. Pete yeah, getting his call on me Liker on.
We're getting on with from Monday, so it'd be interesting to see what shape he's in a few weeks.
It's not that mean. It's going
really, the first thing on Monday morning is a 5K run, mate.
Yeah, you got a 5. Stu's got a 5K run Monday, so chin up, buddy. Enjoy that one.
Oh, all the best, Stu.
Appreciate that, mate. Cheers.
should be chins up.
So are you guys, have you guys been set some sort of like, you know, fitness things by Adam and the staff there to do while you're off, or are you just sort of keeping your own sort of fitness levels up?
Al's been helping out, to be fair. Like, he's put in the chat for you, like, if anybody boys need any of the help doing anything done, or Al's been a top man like he always is, helping some of the boys out. But I think we all know what we kind of need to do. We've all had a certain amount of pre-seasons, and it almost is like a pre-season. We've got to keep ourselves sharp, so when we do go back, if and when that is, we're as sharp as when we finished.
I think it's still such brilliant. A tough one, just purely because you know, we've been given the date. What's the date we've been given? Is it the 9th? No.
3rd.
Third. The 30th.
It's been extended now, hasn't it? To the 30th.
Yeah, so it's been extended already, so it's so hard to kind of gauge what to do, because obviously the dates are going to keep changing. So it's just a case of ticking over as much as possible. But everyone's in exactly the same boat. You know, there's not one person who's got an advantage or over the other, so it's just about ticking over as much as possible. And in reality, are we going to drop fitness? Probably, because we ain't playing games every week. So it's just important just to try and tick over as much as possible, and then hopefully before the first game we will have training for a couple of weeks before, so we can really get some work into ourselves those 2 weeks prior to the game.
Yeah,
brilliant. I mean, I guess it's going to be tough when you guys actually do get back in, you know, into a training session with the team again, see if we can continue those hard runs. And
does anybody actually believe that the season's going to carry on before sort of June?
I can't see it, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, I don't. I personally don't think so. I think it's going to be a long time. I think we will get it done, but by listening to a few people who are quite high up, I think it'd be later than 30th of April, personally. But is it, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is it actually? We'll get playing at some point. Is it important when? I don't think so. We'll get it done, but there's a lot worse things going on out there at the moment, so. It's not the be-all or end-all, in my personal opinion.
Yeah. So do you actually think this actual season at the moment will get completed?
I think so. Yeah.
You don't think they're going to null and void it and say, right, we need to start again?
I personally don't think so, no. I think we'll go off the whatever. It's going to have a domino effect, isn't it, from the very top. And I think everyone will look at the Premier League as the standard. And if they go on, then I think, you know, going
and we lost Alex there.
And carrying on. Tough one. It is a real tough one. And I'd hate to be the person at the top.
A difficult one. There's a lot of responsibility and a lot of people's shoulders at the minute. And whatever decision they make, popular for everybody. So, yeah, I don't envy anybody. He has to make the decisions about what's going on now. So,
I mean, I guess it's one of those things a lot of these players have football. Done. Oh, Sam. Go ahead, Sam, sorry.
Want the best for everyone, you know.
I think we put in so much work throughout the season, pre-season, the whole season, and it gets to a point in this and it's like, there's no way that we're going to let all our hard work throughout the season become undone just because of this. Everybody's coming together, everybody's working hard, but at the end of the day, it is the safety of everybody, whether that's our family, whether that's anybody in our local area, anybody at all, that is vital. And whether that's the season delayed an extra couple of months or not, we have to deal with that.
He speaks well, doesn't he? He speaks well, the lad.
He's had media training.
He's reached puberty. Jesus.
Media training for the badroom and my brother.
This is as far as it goes. Guys, if you're having any connections, I do apologise. Obviously, we're doing this via Skype because obviously we are on lockdown, hence the name. So if you hear a little bit of cutting out and stuff, we do apologise as best we can do it. It's Pete's dial-up internet that's causing the problems, you know, because he's so old, he hasn't upgraded to broadband yet.
Ha, 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 ha.
can hear it dialing up in the background right now.
Oh, I love it.
So, Stu, what's the club? When was the decision made to shut the club down? And, you know, were you involved in that decision? And, you know, what was sort of the reasons behind actually shutting everything down before the government had said?
I think it was made Wednesday, Thursday last week. No, I didn't. Well, wasn't made. I wasn't part of the decision process, not at all. George and Amber made that decision. Along with Barry, probably the best decision. We've got a lot of kids and a lot of people coming in, and that also what I'm looking for, kind of paramount. It's, we've just got to look after everybody, really, and the best thing to do is decision to take, and the club's not making any money, which for any lower league football club is massive. I mean, obviously, but everybody's in the same boat. The games now, so it was a hard decision, but one that we just felt that we had to make, really, which is sad. And I was there early. It was like, yeah, it's really weird walking around there with no one being there. It's not good, but it's just what we had to do, really.
I saw you had one of the pitch sponsors actually renew for the 2021 season already. Obviously, yeah. You're working hard to try and get those renewed early to generate some money.
Mate, what sponsors give us is paramount to what the club try to do and want to do for next season. And a lot of the plan for the sponsors for the next season was going to go into an infrastructure and stuff like that. So there may be a rethink, obviously not me, but from the board, in terms of where that money gets spent. But as it stands, I'm just slowly making my way through sponsors. And it's difficult because you're going to sponsors and saying, would you mind sponsoring for next season, when they don't even know if their company's going to be around next season. I think at the moment we're just trying to support everybody, sponsors as well, keep kind of local businesses at the forefront of our mind, and just hopefully push forward and everybody come together again at the start of next season. There's bigger things in life than money, but at the moment we're just trying to keep the club kind of going, really, which is sad.
I think the thing is, though, is a lot of these clubs, especially just before this happened, Tunbridge Angels were saying they were really struggling and they might not even be able to get through the season. So, I mean, you know, that they're in the league above. Obviously, they're winning promotion last season, the league we hopefully will get into, you know. So it doesn't look good for them and clubs like that. And there'll probably be plenty more clubs like that.
100%. I mean, you've got clubs like East Fark out there, not even that game. I mean, how are they going to survive? You've got, unfortunately, we've got quite a lot of fans, so hopefully it bodes well moving forward. But if Tunbridge Angels are struggling in the league above us, it does set alarm bells in terms of, if we were up there, would we be struggling at this point if this happens next season, if that makes sense? So, it's like Jasper earlier, it's one step at a time. We just got to see what happens moving forward. And I think Sam said it. And then, take each day as it comes, and hopefully we'll get back playing football, back down the club sooner rather than later.
I think it's really important to know that lots of people are trying to support the club. I know Harry Shiel started up the crowdfunder. I'm not sure how much money that's got to at the moment, but that seemed to be a good idea. You know, just if we've got a bit of spare money when we get paid, just put some of that in the crowdfunder.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that crowdfunding thing was set up aside from the club, so it wasn't a club originated on a money making scheme. It was set up by the fan, for the fans. It's raised 460 quid over 10 grand target. It's a big target. 460 quid, still massive. So anything like that, it's small things at the moment would help us through. But we have got to bear in mind that there are bigger, there's people out there that are single parents, haven't got a pound to their name, trying to feed kids at the moment. Do you know what I mean? It's a bad situation. So they're bigger fish to fry, but we just got to see what we can do.
Well, let's hope with what the government did yesterday, announcing that 80% pay of people that are having to shut could help a lot of people out, which was, I think, personally, no matter taking politics out of this, it was an amazing, amazing thing that they've done. And I think they've got a lot of fans and a lot of, you know, positivity from that. And they've actually handled this really well, in my opinion.
Yeah, credit to Junta, the way the government have dealt with this. I think a massive part of that is the Chancellor Rishi. I think of some of the stuff that he said, especially because I've worked closely with a local business, and it's unbelievable what they've done. Doom and gloom is adding a bit of light on the situation, and I feel like credit to bloody hell. You see how exhausted Boris looked in his most recent interview. I think flipping out the amount of interviews, the amount of stuff they have to do behind closed doors just to try and make it 1% better is a credit to everyone involved, I think.
Jesus, Jasper, I might put you forward for word in mayor soon, you know.
Well, you're 18. When are you 18, Jas? How long until your 18th birthday?
8 years. So I ain't got long.
Oh, there you go. Where, Jasper for mayor.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Right, guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of songs, and I think we're going to redial this call to try and sort out the connection problem. So I'll hang up from this, and guys that are listening, we'll put some music on, and I'll speak to you all guys in a minute.
Beautiful.
Cheers.
What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
And that was Fever by Peggy Lee. I think that's a pretty apt song right now for for what's going on. So I told you, a little COVID special themed song right there. That was the days when Pete used to go out clubbing. And, you know, that was one of the favourite top 10 songs that get all the ladies on the dance floor surrounding Pete.
Just so uncalled for.
Oh, Pete, we need to see you at the end of season party whenever it is, very cheering up that dance floor.
That's not going to be happening now, though, is it?
Oh, we'll have a COVID special end of season party then instead. Just to see that.
You know,
so
what?
Guys, we've got a couple of questions coming in.
My 30th, sorry to butt in there, but my 30th is going to get ruined as well. So me and you, Pete, joint party down Woodside when this is all sorted.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
Definitely.
Sounds good.
It would
we've got a couple 20th. Of questions, come on. You're 20, 21 again.
Basically.
So Nick, Kent Rebel have been chatting on the chat while we've been playing Peggy Lee there, and Kent Rebel has said Tunbridge have had major issues with their pitch, causing problems they haven't been able to play at home. And I mean, Stu, you might know this. I mean, we don't want to obviously get too much nitty-gritty, but will Worthing be able to tap into the government money announced yesterday, or has that not been discussed yet?
I think they will. Yeah, I think the leisure industry is going to get some money back in it. Or no, the business rates have been frozen, leisure industry. Yeah, I think in that respect we'll be able to get some money back, but I'm not too sure about the ins and outs, mate, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought so. But yeah, that'd probably be a thing Barry would know more about, but you know, I'm sure it will come out in due time and course for that. Nick said, maybe for Jasper and Alex here, like talking about the season ending, obviously you don't want to, you know, it might be a bit personal, we do apologise, but what do players feel if new player registrations or stopping player registration would be banned till the season ended to keep teams together till the season is over, as there's probably a lot of players in weaker teams looking to get out? I mean, I know I feel that the Worthing lot are quite strong, and I'm sure you'd want to all see the season through. I mean, we can't speak for everyone, but you know, I get that feeling. But what do you guys think of that?
100%, like, whatever needs to be done. I think, you know, by the group of lads at this club, no one's going to all of a sudden make a move and jump ship. It's not the sort of players we are here. You do see a lot of players in this league. You see to and fro for the month. I mean, but I feel like everyone at this club, it'll all be...
Yeah, the boys are a great group. Absolutely fantastic. It's one of the best groups I've been involved with. It's a real tight knit group. And I personally don't think... Yeah, no, I think we'll be all right, personally. But yeah, I mean, you will see a lot of movement like you always doing on the league. But I think we're a strong little group, and I think most of the boys are really determined to get the job finished.
But am I right in thinking?
No, I think it'll be great to see
the transfers could go on to the end of this month in this season, and then it's locked down. Number one, and number two, do you think the league will put a stipulation on it? But There can't be any players moving around different teams once the season gets restarted.
Go on, Stu, take that one away.
Not too sure.
Yeah, no idea. Sure. No idea. Absolutely no idea whatsoever. I don't know, mate. I think the important thing is not to kind of, for everybody really, is to not jump on a kind of any bandwagon or second guess anything. Just let's see how it pans out. I think the league will have to be played. Whatever happens to the transfer windows happens. I think from our point of view, I put a message out in the group yesterday. The boys are the best that I've seen since I've been here. Good bunch of lads, very committed, very loyal, believe in what Hinch does, believes in club philosophy, and I don't think you've got any from the fans that you've got any reason to cry about anything from the season. And that's all that matters. It's just getting through to the end of the season.
Jasper's taking us for a drive, I think, right now, isn't he?
sorry, I've just got on my way home from football. So,
are you doing a scenic tour of Worthing for like us secret? We can see you on the webcam right now.
Yes, why don't you pull over, mate? As your elder, I should be advising you to pull over, pal. You're driving, mate. Come on, pull over.
I'm not driving.
Be sensible, lad. Be sensible. Dad, you can barely see over that steering wheel as it is.
Dad's driving. He's in the back of the Mini.
Yeah, let's meet Mr. Pattinson.
Hello, Chuck.
Okay, I'll let you off.
Oh, look, Stu trying to tell him off. Yeah. He owes you a beer for that. Turn now, mate. Yeah, he thinks you're breaking the law. For everyone listening, he's not breaking the law.
He's a good lad.
So I guess going on, we could say 2021's been a delay for...
We're all good.
We're all good. So 2021 is the Euros have been delayed to. Is that when we see Carl Rushworth being called up for the England squad then?
If Carl gets called up, then so should Jess Starkey.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I heard about that is they're still going to call it Euro 2020 when we're playing in 2021, which is going to be a bit weird. That was UEFA's announcement.
They paid for the merch, that's why.
we're not going to change the name. It'll still be Euro 2020. There you go.
Yeah, it's a bit bizarre one. I feel like the world's just been put on pause.
It's a really strange decision, I think. You know, yeah, I reckon it's probably something because they spent millions on the branding and the sponsors and the T-shirts and everything. They probably can't be bothered to chuck them all away, so they just want to sell them all.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong. The amount of money they put into it.
Yeah, probably the merchandise will be worth a fortune in a few years to come then.
Yeah, I've seen a few adverts on Facebook. I'm selling it at the moment. It's a little bit strange, but you know, all the laughing faces emojis like that. So last week, anyway, Pete, I, and a few of the away boys went to see a fantastic game of football, wasn't it, Pete? Shoreham versus Worthing United, the other team in Worthing, with our own Aaron Ralph in goal for them. It was an absolutely thrilling game.
Pass those team next season.
Come on. Oh, that's cruel.
Mate, even I think he could be in the league above that.
Absolutely no chance.
I might be able to get a game there.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But the two penalty saves by Shoreham's keeper. I mean, the most awful penalties we've ever seen. And I don't know if any of you were seeing it on live stream because Pete decided to do his commentary, a special one-off via Instagram Live last week. I mean, I think you couldn't say we're further apart from the other Worthing team right now. It's nice to see one of our own playing in them, and he played well for them and did well for the name of the club. But it was a pretty poor game, to be honest.
Yeah,
Aaron Ralph, that was, he was playing in goal.
Yeah, Ralph don't get
squirrel.
But I don't think the food hut at Worthing will have any problems because it was absolutely awful.
Yeah, the deep depths of the county league.
The worst thing is, Jasper, they don't have a beer.
Absolute stinker.
Oh, they didn't think they'd get such a big crowd. They'd get about 30 or 40 people. I think there was over 150 turned up. So,
At least they got some local support.
Yeah, they got our fivers, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
And Pete, do you remember the usual that Brighton fan that said this is slower than the Amex? And I don't know what his point was being. It's not the Amex, mate. It's not going to point beer very quickly. So what are you on about, pipe down?
God.
Some people find anything and to the usual.
I know, it's funny. So Sam, why don't you tell us about the fanzine? I know you've got it in your hand right now and you're going to be selling it in a different way this month, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously we can't sell it in person for obvious reasons, so I will be putting them online. Have a look on the Rebel Yo Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We'll put the price up slightly, probably to £3.50, just to cover the postage fees. But we've got a special interview in there with Omar McGill. He's been kind enough to do the cult hero this month. So if you want your worth of fix, something to read, then look out for that. We will be selling the fanzines. And of course, the money goes to the Supporters Association, which in the long term will help the club out.
We've actually got an article that might help you out if you buy it with this lockdown. It's actually, I don't know if any of you guys heard it, Josh, you might have heard of it. I think I sent you a screenshot of it, but it's a Pro Evo patch for 2018. You can get a non-league patch. You can play Worthing. You can play all the Isthmian League clubs. It's a bit of a laugh, to be honest. And I did get a look when I went into game in Worthing when I asked for 2018 PES. He looked at me like, you lost your mind, but I explained it. So if we can sell it out, it's a free patch and all the information's in there. So have a read on getting get this the fans in, have a read, and pass the time away by playing PES against Let's Beat Bognor every week. It'd be quite good.
Keep up your collection as well. Keep it going.
Hey, James, don't need to do that in the game, mate. We do that anyway.
Yeah, I know, mate. We don't even need to do that. Yeah, twice in a season. Well, have you heard those lovely neighbours from down the road are trying to say, well, if this season gets null and void, we haven't beaten them since 1999. So, you know, that's how pathetic they're being.
Yeah, absolute nonsense.
Yeah, 6 goals past them. Yeah, they can't forget that, can they?
Oh, no.
You didn't fancy entering the Rock, Paper, Scissors tournament on Twitter then, Jasper? No.
Oh my god, I'm shocking at that. Although it's luck, I seem to lose every time. I'll lose my head if I lose as well, so don't get me involved.
We haven't seen you do the toilet paper challenge yet, Jasper.
Yeah, now we ain't got any toilet roll.
He sold it like his auntie back.
So, how are you, someone, Alex, you eat a lot of healthy food.
Supposedly.
How are you finding your shopping?
He's tucking into a kernel right now.
Yeah. How am I? What? Sorry, Pete.
You're getting the supplies that you need to keep yourself fit and healthy.
He does all that for me, so I'm alright, mate. 27 years old. Mum would.
He really is a mummy's boy. He's nearly 30, and he's a mummy's boy. It's embarrassing. That's it. Absolutely.
Hey,
embarrassing.
Ow! Nothing wrong with being a mummy's boy, mate.
No, it won't ever change, mate. Won't ever change. To be fair, I think I'm better off sending her anyway. She's quite scary when she gets angry, so if there's anything to be had, she'll get it.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm 1-1 with Al's mum in the toilet roll, or I'm going the other way.
Exactly. If worse comes to worse, I'll go to Stu's house anyway and stay there.
Oh, well, no, I've got about 2,000 here, mate, you find, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. I thought so, in that massive house.
Some of those arseholes are hoarded up a bit, you know what I mean?
I reckon Stu's in like a 5-bedroom house and it's huge and it's only him. So if anyone needs something like that, just go around there.
Yeah, well, Alex, if you were joining in the webcam session, you'd have seen a second ago. He was sitting outside his mansion. He got his butler to bring him a cup of tea out.
I bet he did as well. That doesn't surprise me whatsoever, mate.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke, really, isn't it? Yeah, all of us sort of counting our pennies, worrying about where we're going to get paid. And he's getting his butler bringing out his silver service. Right, guys. So I think I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play another song and refresh this call again because it's going a bit spitty. But I think it's because Jasper's been driving all over Sussex right now. So we'll play another song. I think this time it might be Laugh. I'm laughing at this, and we'll call again and reconvene in about 3 or 4 minutes. So I'll speak to you guys in a bit. Bit of Akon and Mr. Lonely there. I think that's quite apt for this bit of tune, a bit of a coronavirus special there. How did you like that, guys?
Tune. Absolute tune.
It's a bit of a tune. I know that. It always makes me laugh about Akon is anyway, when he shuts the door.
Yes.
Oh. Right, so we're all back in the room now. Yeah, 3-bedroom house on your own.
I think we're lucky here, Pete and Sam, to get a bit of an insight in the banter that goes on in the changing rooms here.
Absolutely, yeah. I want to know more about this.
In all seriousness, I really do miss God. It.
The whole really Ollie Pierce what?
Ollie Pierce training program, you missed that?
No. I've seen other training programs that he might be involved in, but I'm not commenting. But, you know, Pete knows what I'm on about, but, you know. Dawsey wanted to go live on his OnlyFans with me on for the Supporters Association to earn some money. He won't go on the line, but he said he'll go on his OnlyFans.
Right, chaps, I've got Adam. Bear with me.
He's getting Adam on the line. The gaffer's going to be on. Jasper, you're going to behave.
What are you doing?
Oh, I just bought my mum's dead.
He's a good lad.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
Cheers, mate.
There you go.
Right, Peter, are you ready to speak to Adam?
Okay, yeah, I've got the boss. Man,
Jasper's shown his Mother's Day present to us, so just before Adam's on the phone, you can tell Adam that he's been a good son and bought his mum a nice Mother's Day present.
I have. Yeah, Jasper's got his showing us his Mother's Day present he's got for his mum at the moment, Adam.
How is it?
He's being a good son.
Yeah, I can imagine that. I bet he's got something nice
happening
to his mum.
Yeah, let's have a look. Do you want to see what I've got? Oh, my. She's like, Mum, do one!
Mum, do one. What a polite thing to say. Mum, do one.
The surprise was almost spoiled.
What's in my this is the piece of resistance.
Oh, he's a little sweetheart, isn't he?
Oh, he's got like a little mirror thing.
Don't let me sound like a wet blanket. Mate. Nice.
You need to clean your bedroom after that.
Yeah, your bedroom's a state, Jack.
No, hey, I've got to take that back to Bert's
bedroom's a mess.
Quite organised. It's brilliant. Off day.
Okay. Mum, right, Jasper's finished tidying his room.
Should I go ahead with Adam now?
yeah, go ahead with Adam. He's turned his webcam off now.
Okay. So, Adam, frustrating?
End of the season today, in terms of the sun shining and being at home with all the family and everything. It's got that kind of feel to it. It's weird sort of circumstances at the moment for everybody, I'm sure. But something we just got to go along with.
Yeah, is all your family's fit and healthy?
Yeah, that's the main thing, yeah, they're all good. Still there. All getting each other's way a little bit. All the cheerleading and all the girls cheerleading is all finished, and obviously the boys, their football and stuff. So, they're lucky that we've got enough people here to all keep each other entertained at the moment. But I'm sure that will change very soon, and they'll be annoying the hell out of each other.
it gets very frustrating. We've actually got Alex Parsons and, as you know, Jasper in the call. We've also got Stuart as well. Any messages for those guys?
No, they all seem to be, Alex and Stretcher put some programmes in for the lads to get on with. So, they all seem to be keeping themselves occupied and keeping fit and stuff like that. So, I like to see Stu do some of these workouts, to be honest. I think that's got to be filmed and aired somewhere.
Oh, you've got that. You never do that.
Spirits up. Give hope for everybody out there, really.
I miss you, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Get the ambulance on speed dial.
Stuart's just saying thanks very much, Adam.
we'll say what Jasper said.
Complaining about a 10K run he done about 2 weeks ago, so. Nice. He's obviously kicking his heels and really missing spending all of his life pretty much down the football club. No doubt, I think he's itching to get back down there and see everybody again, like we all are, really. He's just got to follow, the advice at the moment. I met Stu for a coffee and yesterday, so it's probably going to be the last outing for a while, no doubt. So I'm glad I spent it with Stu.
You sure? So what's your actual personal thoughts on what will be happening with the league season?
I've avoided all phone calls with all papers and everything because I just haven't really got a thought on what's going to be happening, to be honest. From what I can gather, everyone's going to be wanting to stick to the same messages and to the same sort of timescales. So I'm sure that the National League and Eastern League will fall in line with the timescale that the Premier League and that have set, the EFL set, before long and put everything back to the end of April. Honestly, I don't know, really.
Do you think 30th of April is realistic, to be honest?
I can't see it personally. I think looking at least probably another month after that, and then, whether that's going to be even enough time to start. No one sort of knows at this stage. It's such a sort of rare sort of thing that's happening, and unprecedented, so no one's really got a timescale to work from. I think we're just going off of like other countries and that, really. But yeah, it's a little tricky one. I don't know whether the National League and the Eastern League, whether their seasons are going to be finished. We're all hoping that they will do. You know, with 8 games to go, we'll want to see it play to a finish now. Yeah, as soon as it's safe to do so, then sure, that get the go ahead.
Excellent. And hopefully, at the end of this, you might have Cameron Tutt back.
Yeah, blimey. Although it's a weird one. I think Hogan just had a knee replacement, so even he might be in for a recall by the time everything gets back. But yes, it's such a tough sort of time for everybody, and I always say you just want everybody to sort of stay healthy and stuff like that. And I echoed probably what you said already. But that sort of dialogue with Mick Martin and Mick Fogden, both sort of elderly chaps, that, you know, could be at high risk. So just spoke to them in the last few days and seen if there's anything that they need. And they both seem well at the moment, and just keen to get back to seeing football like we all are.
Yeah, excellent. And what's the food situation down in Southie? Because you're all very cultured down there, aren't you?
The food situation?
Yeah, the shops and everything.
Yeah, flipping it. There isn't much flying about. Lucky my mum works in Asda, so she's put through our paces. I swear there was never like as many people as that what there is in Selsey. Like, used to go in there at like 7:30 and there'd be like 3 cars, and now it's absolutely ramo. So didn't know there was that many people living in Selsey, to be honest, but they all seem to be coming out at the moment. But yes, short supply down here. You have to get it ferried in, I think.
Yeah, I've got some bacon for sale if you need it.
There we are. Jeez, I'm going to have to take off of that, so let's get Stu to bring it over.
Yeah, give me something to do.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Wait, I just see,
if any of the lads got any questions that I can transfer to Adam?
Oh, God. Just get some sessions on them.
Does your mum get first dibs on all the Asda stuff?
Jasper wants some sessions on because he's bored out of his head.
You want some what?
Some sessions.
Okay, I'll see what I can do for someone with my kids. And they'll be pleased to know that it is a Saturday afternoon and I will sort of have to get rid of some sort of frustration. So I'll get all the kids together in a minute and give them a bit of a shouting session at them.
Disciplinarian coming out.
My hair's growing back lovely, to be fair, at the moment.
Darren Budd's got more grey, I reckon. I'll have to send him some Just For Men.
They're saying they're going to have to send Buddy some Just For Men.
Oh, jeez. Be careful, Buddy. It's obviously high risk.
Pete, there's a question by Nick on the chat room to ask Adam. I don't know if you can see it.
Let me see. Nick Cornage, as you know, will Dean Hammond have retired by the comeback? If not, what sort of role will he have in the squad?
Yeah, he could be the best side that never plays football for the club. He's coming, just born into train originally, and he'll be sort of similar to what Alex and Buddy are and Aaron in the dressing room. Just the sort of know-how and experience at this sort of stage with our younger players just be invaluable. Got some real good, like I've mentioned already, Buddy, Alex and Aaron, really good role models for our younger players like Jasper and that to look up to, and being sort of full of suit and that as well.
Jasper looks like everybody.
Similar sort of role, his last role, that sort of left helps to play.
That is quite cool.
And you know, just be a good role model in games for them, and I'm sure he can have a similar impact for us. And you know, his qualities and that, you know, just his sort of game understanding and know-how, and you know, he's been there and done it, so he won't get fazed by a lot of the experiences that hopefully he gets to experience in the remaining few games of the season.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Let me show
you. Ask him.
My sort of clientele of people, but no, yeah, it's not. Very civilised. I can't see it lasting, him being a vegan, sort of, but he's done well so far. But I'm sure if he was to make it a good offer, he'd come and take that bacon off you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure if he had a nice big steak, it'd probably make him happier, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is this we're talking about? I didn't catch it at the beginning.
Stuart.
Oh, has he gone vegan?
Yeah, he's gone vegan, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that beer he had the other day is
just
vegan.
Just to follow already. Like,
we've got another question in the chat. Question for Junior Rebels.
Okay. Right, we've got here, the under-16s won the Cup last Sunday. How impressed have you been by them? And how long until we see some beginning to be involved in the senior squad? They're clearly a talent.
Tell you what, yeah. No, it's good. The last sort of involvement in football was a cup final win, and something that we want to sort of become regular fixtures at the club, playing in semi-finals and finals and stuff like that. So it's a good experience for the players. I think all the youth teams are sort of really watched the 14s game before that as well, and they play some really good stuff against the good opposition in Galaxy, so they won that game. Me, Cam and Aaron got a little thing that we wanted to sort of get up and running a couple of years ago now, so not even 2 years old. We've got an under-16 team that's winning the County Cup. You know, like someone's already said there, it's not too much about the sort of just the winning. But yeah, there's some real talent coming through in all the age groups, and I think one thing that we've sort of have done over the last few years, and just through my time at the club, even playing a 16-year-old Ben Pope, I think, you know, I'm not scared to blood players and young players if I think they're good enough, and they'll get that opportunity, and it's down to them. You know, we're getting big crowds, and with that, you know, you've got to perform, and you need good players. So yeah, just because we've got some talented boys, they've got to carry on their journey and keep on showing what they can do on a regular basis, and if they do that, they'll get the opportunity, and it's down to them. So but yeah, there's some real talent in that 16s group, and I'll say 15s. Really delighted with how all the teams are sort of coming together.
Brilliant. And obviously we've got, because we've got Jasper in the room, he obviously came from the younger squad as well, the academy. He hasn't done too bad, has he, recently?
No, like, he's come into our sort of education program. We're really sort of you know, lucky in that first year we had some real talent come and join us. Obviously Luca come and went off to Brighton quite early on. Yeah, James Rashford, Ty, Josh Gould, and Jess Bowl, you know, featured in our academy program and got them to play for the first team, which is what we set it all up for. And yeah, real sort of talent. Obviously, known Jasper, took him at, I think it was under 12s or 13s at Brighton. You know, so player that always sort of knew had the ability and the talent, and just pleased now that he's doing it on a consistent basis. Just think with younger players, sometimes they can play a couple of games and feel like they've, you know, made it as such, or that's them now, and maybe take their eye off the ball a little bit. But with Jasper, especially in the last few weeks, I think he's really sort of started to show a bit of consistency to his game, and for a 17, 18 year old to show sort of consistency at that age is really rare, and really pleased now that he's having a big impact in game. I thought the last game at Wingate, second half, he was a real sort of handful to play against, and really set a sort of precedent of what his abilities and his capabilities are all about, and just be keen to, when we do get restarting, to get him back on that form, similar form that he was showing in pre-season. He was unplayable in pre-season, and we know we've got that sort of type of player, down to us to get out of him on a regular basis.
Okay, and apparently Gary Cohen, Mr. Coach, coaching at Coach Face.
Yep.
Is there any room in the squad?
Sarah.
Is there any room in the squad for a 54-year-old who's getting fitter by the day?
Blimey. Yeah, you know, never rule it out. I think he played in goal, though, did he?
I think he does. He goes on about it.
he could have got Insurum squad last week, to be honest.
Said he's not far off Buddy's age.
Hey, Parso?
No, Gary isn't.
Gary? Oh, probably.
It's a bit cruel, yeah. Isn't it?
That is true. There's a lot of character, about him, then. Maybe work with that.
Work with that, yeah. If Gary gets back in the squad, I expect a place.
He's just an engineer, yeah, Danny Quoids.
You're
back.
But obviously, with what's going on, I haven't been able to stretch my legs, as it were. So, yeah.
No, true.
You haven't seen me down that wing, mate, yet. When you see me, you'll be like, oh, God, I'm going to sign him up.
I might still be registered for playing in that thing.
Me and Cam and Matt have to come on and save your game one year, would it?
Well, I was the referee, mate, if you remember.
I do remember. Some horrendous decisions flying around.
it was good when you came on and actually, you know, turned the game around for the boys. Yeah.
Don't say stuff like that.
Stuart's saying not to praise you.
Nice to speak to you, Adam. See you soon, mate.
Stuart said, nice to speak to you, Adam. See you soon, mate.
On a question, who was better, Stuart right back or me at left back?
Oh, Sam's just said, who is better, Stuart or Sam? In the match.
Oh, yeah, definitely Stuart.
Definitely
Stuart.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Ego inflator didn't work.
Did you hear that? He said, have you learned to put your boots on the right feet yet, Sam?
Absolutely. There you go.
He said he's cracked it there.
Oh, good, good. Right, half the top now.
Half the top. So, right then, Adam, we'll let you go. Get on with your day.
Mate. Yeah.
Discipline the kids.
I will do, yeah. Sit down, give a bit of a hair dryer just to, make me feel better about myself.
Brilliant. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Adam.
See you, Adam. Thank you, Hinch.
There we go. Back to you, James.
Adam Hinchelwood there giving us a little what Pete would have done in the bar before our podcast if we had been able to record it. He's just done it live on the radio, so well done, Pete. So good little questions there. So let's give everyone a little break and play another one of my COVID-19 themed songs. We'll hang up again and call back in a second. Guys, get your questions in. I'm hoping Alex might have someone special on the phone, or he could talk about it, but so better get working after the break. So we'll see you guys in a minute. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Take care.
That's lovely.
So don't stand so close to me. What a choice.
That's not so fun.
Who's playing that in the background?
That size, that
no, it's just red. I've already popped it.
So Stu's talking about Jasper's spots. Don't be so cruel.
That's what happens when you're 17. Stu, do you remember being that young?
Oh, touche.
Stu, show us your massive ass then.
Nah, you're on our pass.
Look how right, so I think
making the coffee, Mike.
There's an annual award there in the background somewhere.
We need to give George Dow a little shout out because he's been listening, and he said he couldn't come on today, but he said he was busy. But I know why he's busy now. So if you look at his Instagram, he's
can't come on.
He's baking a cake.
It's more...
He's what?
He's permanent with his girlfriend, mate. That's the issue you got there. So he can't leave her side for 5 minutes.
I know. Well, if you listen to this right now, I'll play you what's on his Instagram right now.
Oh no, I'm out. All right. What
are we listening to? Show
So they're actually baking a cake on Instagram. At least we get a shout out by Rebel Yell by Jessica. So thank you, Jessica. I hope you're listening, and I hope you're enjoying it while you're baking your cake.
She's a nice girl, really. I'm only joking. She's a nice girl.
So I think as this is the last part, guys, we've had a good old chat today, and hopefully those that are listening and you guys have got involved, you know, with us, Jasper, Alex, and Stu, Pete, me, and Sam. I've actually really enjoyed this, and it's a little bit different. It's cheered us up a little bit. I think it has. But Jasper and Alex, if you listen to the podcast, did their own 5 questions, didn't you? And you some questionable song choice, especially by Alex. I think anyone that likes Ariana Grande and blames his girlfriend. I mean, you've got to. I don't really think you can take that one, mate, to be fair, but I think we should ask you some more questions, some different ones now, because you two have come on here today, and let's ask you some more. So who wants to go first?
We'll pay respect to our elders and let Al go first, shall we?
Okay, it's just because you're eating something right now, isn't it? That's why.
Speak
your mouth full, Jasper, and all the manners. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So, Alex, are you ready? You haven't even seen these ones, so you don't know what I'm going to ask.
Cool.
So what chore do you absolutely hate doing?
What chore do I hate? Doing my washing. Don't actually do it, but so that's
doing your washing. I know the feeling, mate. I know the feeling. What about your least favourite mode of transportation? Is that Gary's coach driving?
To be fair, I've been in a buddy's van a couple of times, and that's an experience.
Well, to be fair, I actually saw him drive. If Buddy is listening, I did see him yesterday driving around the corner.
This is no joke. We got into his van once, and we started driving off, and his alarm was going as we were driving along, and like everyone was looking at us.
He stole it.
Yeah, exactly.
What sound do you love? Now keep this clean.
What sound? I'd like to.
Yeah, not a song. A sound.
Do you know when a football hits the post or hits the bar?
Oh, it's
that little ding,
mate. No.
Hey. That happens more often than it. Well, actually, no, it doesn't. I don't even get that close to my shop.
That doesn't happen at all, mate. Does it?
And if you could paint a picture of any scenery that you've seen before, what would you paint? How romantic.
Jesse stuck. I don't know how to say that.
What, whilst he's banned?
Yeah.
I think someone should paint that celebration of you running behind the goal after scoring at Bognor. That is a brilliant photo of all the balloons and the ticker tape going everywhere. Someone needs to paint that. So when was out the list.
Go on, Sam. You can volunteer. Sammy boy's going to do it at work this week on his desk.
There you go.
I mean, this could be an obvious thing, but what is something you've learned in the last week?
Something I've learned.
Quite apt, really.
Cool, that is such a good one. You've killed me here a bit. What have I learned?
That some people are selfish so-and-sos.
Not to take anything for granted after this week.
No, 100%. That's amen to that, I think. Amen to that.
Amen.
Right, thank you, Alex. Thank you for them. Jasper, your turn.
Oh,
look at his face. He's just gone, oh, no. Oh, is he going to actually disconnect now? Oh, God, the connection dropped. Oh, what a shame. No, so what do you start again? What chore do you hate doing? Obviously, tidying your room, because it ain't tidy right now.
Honestly, you caught me on a flipping off day. I'm an organised bloke.
We've got a special guest on the line here.
Oh, we've got a special guest online. We'll go live to Alex.
Yeah, hang on. Go on. You're on the podcast.
Am I on the podcast?
Yeah.
I just want you to
hello, Danny.
All of the listeners, and just admit that you've never beat me at two touch before in all the years that I've known you.
That's him trying to tell you like that I've never beaten him at two touch before, which is an absolute lie.
No, it's not.
I believe him.
Sorry, Al. Who's this on the line?
Danny Ings.
Oh, God. I couldn't have guessed.
They've got one question for you.
Oh, go on,
Pete, Mr. Question Maker.
Well, I had a question. Oh, if it's Danny Ings... obviously, you've been banging in the goals this season for fun. There was talk about the Euro 2020 squad. Do you think you'll make it into the now 2021 squad?
Oh, that's a good question. All I can do is give myself the best chance. Obviously, I've done well this season, but I need to carry that on into the rest of the season, hopefully next season, to have a chance. So I'll do my best and take it from there.
Okay, and how many times have you watched Worthing play this season?
The first thing I came to see was when Parsons got cramp in both of his hamstrings at the same time.
That's every game.
That's not a one-off, I'll tell you that for free.
Danny, what are the Southampton players doing right now to get over this lockdown that they've got?
I think it's the same as every other club, mate. We have to train from home.
Enjoy your bike session.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Danny.
Alex, you followed through. You've followed through. Yeah, top man.
There you
top
go,
man.
Mate. You asked the favour.
There we go. But it's a shame we didn't get a spike in the listeners, though. You know, they must all be Pompey fans or something instead. But yeah, Alex, thanks for that. I appreciate that. But you rudely interrupted Jasper with that Premier League play. I mean, it's not really on, is it, to be fair? I mean, think of a poor little Jasper there. You've just shattered his dreams, mate. He had his 5 seconds of fame there and you just ruined it, you know.
Absolutely killed me.
Jasper, but back to what we were saying. Apart from tidying your room, what chore do you hate doing?
Oh, unloading the dishwasher. Oh, my God.
A nightmare, that.
The amount of flipping little bits and bobs my mum has, like little vases, little ramekins. Oh, it's a nightmare. Hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Get Stu's butler around to do it for you.
Yeah, Stu, have you dropped me his line? I'll give him a bell.
Hairline.
Oh, yeah, Stu.
Is it that type of butler, Stu? Yeah.
Hairline.
Butler in a buff.
What'd you say, Stu? Hairline?
Hairline.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Hairline. Receiving hairline.
Just thought I had hairline.
Oh, dear. Jasper, so you've been bumming around in your car today. What's your least favourite mode of transportation?
Don't like the bus. I'm not a massive fan of the bus.
You don't like to be what they call yourself on the in-betweeners, bus, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but I don't like this. I just feel, when I'm on the bus, I just feel a bit
don't know, like, everyone's looking at me. Don't like it.
The coastline all famous. The way to Brighton, it's a nightmare. It takes like 4 hours.
It's because everyone there has got flipping cataracts in their eyes. Well, at least 70.
All his fans. Well, they're not at the moment because they're self-isolating, aren't
they? Exactly. Yeah, I might jump on the bus.
So, I take it a bus engine ain't the favourite sound that you love. What's your favourite sound then?
Oh, my favourite sound. I tell you what, talking kind of similar to Al, when the ball, you know, you get those nets when you hit the back and the bottom of the net lifts up when you strike a ball and it hits the back of the net and you hear like
swish.
Like,
yeah.
I can't describe that noise, but oh, it's unbelievable, especially when you hear it on TV and they've got those mics right behind the goals. Oh, that is literally, yeah.
Talking about goal scoring, when you score, you do that celebration of putting your thumb in your mouth. Is there any reason for that, or is it just something you've been dared to do, or you always seem to do it?
Yeah, no, I scored. This is my first goal at Harlow, and at the time it was a very young squad, and I was kind of the baby, if you like, and I kind of went about the being the baby of the team, sucking the thumb, and just every time I score now, it ends up back in the mouth. So yeah, it's kind of a.
It's your signature now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I might as well keep it now.
So if you could paint a picture of any scenery that you've seen before, what would you paint?
Ooh.
Me?
What would I paint?
Pete Vale?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a hell of a picture, wouldn't it?
In a Motti hat?
I'd probably paint... I don't know what it is like. I quite like a... I feel quite at peace in a poppy field. I think that's kind of a bit of a...
Very nice. Jesus. Why have you got your head in your hands? Stu, you're getting these questions asked you in a second, so you don't have any better answers than everyone else put their head in their hands.
What you just said, you feel at peace in a poppy field.
And then something quite special about it.
I don't like
it. Oh, brilliant.
I know what Stu's going to paint. He's going to paint a bloody washing machine.
It's going to become an athlete, Jasper.
Oh, God.
Jasper, what's something you've learned in the last week?
Patience is a virtue. Patience is key.
True.
Right.
True.
Some of the stuff we've got, like,
so
waiting 3 minutes for a train or whatever, and I lose my head. Now I can't go anywhere, play football at all, or stuff's limited. Just got to be patient, calm down, and just take a breath before I end up taking it out on my brother.
How old's your brother? Little brother, older brother?
20, but I still do him, so, yeah.
Never run past sucking your thumb after, yeah? So big man at the top of the screen right now, Stu, with his butler right now, just feeding him his dinner right now, as we can see in the webcam that you listeners can't see right now. Can you see that, Jas?
Yeah,
Pete, yeah. Butler feeding him his himself.
There's really nasty stories spread of me about this bloody butler, by the way. I don't have a butler.
Oh, well.
If I did have a butler, it wouldn't be a male.
You do have a butler.
A female. So can we just calm down with these butler comments, please? Not going to really do me any favours, guys. Thank you.
Let's hope we see it on the webcam on the message board later. We see Stu's got his butler. What's this butler about? Ask Jeeves. So Stu, what chore do you absolutely hate doing? You can't say washing the kit because that's obvious.
What chore do I hate doing? There ain't really one because, to be honest with you, I don't really. There's not something I hate doing at all. I've lived on my own since I was like 17, so I've got used to washing up and ironing and cooking and. So there isn't one, mate, to be quite honest with you. I'm just thankful I can actually do the chores rather than not being able to. So.
Yeah, it's fair play. What's your least favourite mode of transportation?
Jeez, I haven't been in the bus since I was like 15, 16, mate, so I'm guessing bus. But,
I love it, Stu.
Nothing really.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not quite easy with that sort of stuff. It is what it is.
What sound do you love? Is it when Jeeves comes rocking in with your tea? I'll stop. He's going to ban me from the ground if I carry on.
I love 3 o'clock on a Saturday. The sound of the fans, sound of the football just about to kick off. I'm missing that massively, so that's what I'm going to say as a sound.
What about your picture? Would it be a picture of Woodside Road you'd like to paint?
Nah, not really, to be honest. I don't know. Just... yeah, I think it'd be nice to have something at the club that's fan related, painted. We've been speaking to you guys about that before. I think that's a really good idea. So, yeah, just the anything to do with football, mate. I'm football mad, so just anything to do with that. Not a poppy field, so I can relax in a poppy field.
Stu, one day you'll find a piece in a poppy field and you'll come running back.
That poppy field is feeding your cocaine habit, mate. You do realise that, don't you?
Right, he does not have a cocaine habit.
Yeah, let's get that out.
Stu doesn't want us hearing rumours that he's got a butler, but he's now saying he's now got a cocaine habit.
Oh god.
Guys, thank you. Stu, that's very good. Thank you very much. I mean, it's just what have you learned in the last week then? What do you reckon?
Mate, what have I learned? Family's massive. So I spend a lot more time with family than I used to, obviously being down the club quite a lot. So seeing my sister's two boys that I haven't really spent a lot of time with, born in October, so it's nice to catch up with family. But mate, just to like not to take advantage and moan about the small things, like, well, it's not a small thing, but football for me is I moan about the club. I'm down there all the time and I'm one for moaning about it, but I miss it massively. And obviously, it's been taken away from everybody, not just me, but I'm kind of sitting inside watching TV and not really knowing what to do with myself. So, that's kind of what I've learned, really.
I think we can put it all into perspective, like, you know, from my job that, you know, people know that I fly as crew and, you know, I might have operated my last flight in a while on when I just got back from Los Angeles the other day. And, you know, I had a lump in my throat because you take it for granted. Every job you do, you sit there, you moan about it. You do have a moan. I'm sure everyone in this chat can say Alex, Pete, Sam, you know, if you don't love your job, you don't love your job. But if you sit there moaning, saying this is crap, you know, you can't take it for granted anymore, because I was absolutely truly gutted and a little bit emotional when I got off that plane, because it could be the last time in a long time that I do it. It's the same for you working at Worthing. You know, Pete, you know, you're lucky enough at the moment to be going through, but I'm sure you're taking each job as it comes. You're not taking it for granted, because you know you don't know how long it will last. You know, so many of us taxi drivers, everything like that, you know, we don't know. Sam, you know, you're going back to work this week. I know you've said to me before, work's stressful, but I'm sure you won't take it for granted that you've still got the job where so many people haven't. So, you know, we're thinking all of you guys, all you Worthing fans that are listening to this, you know, if you are having financial problems, you know, just give us a chat, you know, stay strong. It will end sometime soon, we hope, and we can get back to what we do love doing at 3 o'clock on a Saturday.
I tell you, one of the things I've missed the most is the boys down the club, mate, to be honest with you, the banter, the kind of camaraderie, the atmosphere in the change room, everything like that. It's been yeah, I really miss it. We're laughing at Jasper's spot on his forehead at the moment, because it's just nice to kind of get that back into play, and like also phone me a couple of times, submit our hinge a couple of times. But yeah, miss everybody massively, miss the club massively, but everybody's got to stick together. I think what I've seen over the last two or three days is the community spirit. I've had a letter posted from the door from a couple down the road in my close, to saying that if you need anything, let me know. We need to look after local businesses, we need to look after each other, we need to look after our families. But the sooner everybody sticks to the government's plans and stays together and keeps going, the sooner we can get this hell over with and we can get back to seeing everybody on a Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's as simple as that, really, to be honest.
100% reiterate.
No, you're so true. You're so true. Yeah, I mean, me and Pete were thinking about doing this. We were talking about doing this as a live podcast. Obviously, we wouldn't be able to do that anyway. It's the club's closed. But sort of on Wednesday, we said, you know, just because of the climate, we don't want to be in a place where, you know, people might not take nicely to us gathering a few people in the pub. It might make it a bit uncomfortable. And, you know, then last night, Sam suggested doing this over Skype. And, you know, I hope it's worked. I feel a bit lifted after doing this with you guys. It's nice to have some of the banter. And we've missed it, you know, me, Sam and Pete here on the phone, and anyone that's listening, we've missed the, you know, the banter. You know, we would have been at Enfield last week. Luckily, I managed to get down to the Shoreham game. We had that nice little bit of Saturday. But, you know, today, my friend Simon, who comes down, we were going to go to Hornchurch, and a load of us were going up there, and, you know, the fan event, and then, you know, chatting to you guys in the bar afterwards, taking the coach journeys, is all massive part of the experience that everyone's missing out on. And, you know, you do take it for granted. I mean, it feels like the summer's come early, but, you know, at least in the summer, we can at least go out and do things. So, you know, just stay strong, everyone.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm, absolutely.
You fall asleep there, Pete.
But chaps, I just want to say thank
you. No, the sun's in the eyes.
Pete's sunbathing. He's sunbathing. But chaps, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Stu. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Jasper, for joining me, Sam, and Pete on here. Let's see what happens.
Sorry, mate. Just a couple of things before we go. Obviously, we mentioned that little GoFundMe page that the fans set up. It's very much appreciated. So if anybody's, I know everybody's really struggling for money at the moment, but if there is anything anybody can donate to, that would be immense. The club, like most things, are run on a fine shoestring. So it's, if we can, if anybody can donate even, that'd be amazing. Really appreciate it. And just, I can't wait to see everybody, you guys on here, everybody. I'm really excited to get the season back up and running again. And thank you guys for getting this podcast set up.
And of course, don't forget about the fans. I'll be putting it up on the socials tonight. Obviously, you'll be able to buy and be able to read it. Issue 4. So have a look on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram.
Yeah, and the other one, Stuart, as well. The when you do your online shopping, I can't remember what the site's called.
I don't know.
It's on the top of Worthing's Twitter at the moment. I think if you go to the top of Worthing's Twitter, it's pinned.
Yeah, and I think George has already put it on Facebook as well. So anything, guys, anything that you can help us out with donations, it'd be massive. Like most businesses around here at the moment, everybody's struggling. So just number one, look after yourself and your family. But if you have anything left over, then and you want to donate, then it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, like I said, that tweet that's pinned with that site, you don't actually have to donate anything. You just get we just get a donation from companies for. Actually buying stuff online, so it doesn't actually cost you anything out of your own pocket. So if you are doing your shopping,
I think a lot of takeaway firms are using it as well, aren't they?
Jasper's on pre-season now, he can't be having takeaways. Jeez, the size is head already, he can't be having any more takeaways.
Yeah, get off the Ollie Pierce program, you.
What is this Ollie Pierce program? I asked him to come on today, but he didn't know how to download Skype, so he said no.
What do you reckon he's doing? He said
he was going to come on, but he couldn't do it unless it was on FaceTime, so we can't link FaceTime. So give him a bit of stick, guys.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Show him how to download Skype.
Too busy eating.
But yeah, thanks. Any last words from you guys? Because I just want to say, if you're struggling, shout out to us all. Maybe we could do this again in a couple of weeks' time. How about that? Let's 100%. We'll pencil it in. Let's get the fans. Let's try and do it in a bi-weekly if we can throughout this lockdown. And we'll try and keep everyone positive. Just a bit of a laugh. It's really cheered me up and cheered spirits. I thank you guys for doing this. And thanks everyone who's involved.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and this will be released as a podcast later on, probably tonight or tomorrow, if you haven't had the chance. So share it around if you can. It'll be on the podcast channel. But from us at Rebel Yell and the guys at the club, we just thank you. Stay strong, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers,
Jack. See you later, soon, mate.
Your sunshine. See you later, take care. Your sunshine. Your sunshine. Shine.
Thanks for listening, guys, to this special edition of the podcast. Remember to subscribe on Spotify or iTunes. We're also available on TuneIn, and we are available on SoundCloud. And don't forget to order this edition of the fanzine. Look at the Rebel Yell Twitter page for more information, and make sure you send us a little PayPal and we'll send it to you for the post. Stay strong, guys, and we'll see you soon.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.